Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. And now, Marcia Pilgrim continues the story of Office Wife.
I could have kissed Benny Puller when he rang me the other day. He asked Jeff to resign from the Puller Corporation. Forced him to, actually. Just so I'll have a chance to get him back with me. Well, everything's gone well up to a point. Jeff's agreed to take over as general manager of Bendigo's, but only on one condition. Stella Bronson must be given a job, too, as his secretary. Just as she was more than 2 years ago when all the trouble began. It looks to me as though the wheel's gone full circle. Except that I will not have Stella Bronson back in the firm. Anything but that.
All right, Marcia. It's your firm, and that's all there is to it. If you don't want Stella, you don't.
I most certainly don't.
That's your own business. For the life of me, I don't see why it should matter to you whether I have Stella Bronson or Maggie Coe or anyone else for my secretary.
I won't have Stella in the Bendigo building because every time I see her... Oh, good heavens, Jeff, don't you understand? She's a constant reminder that she set out to pinch my husband. And she has, too.
Well, of all the colossal female effrontery...
It's not effrontery.
You've the sheer nerve after the last year and a half to tell me I've been pinched? As though I hadn't any say in the matter? If you hadn't wanted me to start running about with Stella, you shouldn't have been so insanely jealous of her in the first place.
I had every reason to be.
You had none. I'm not going through all that again.
Well, what are you going to do?
Find myself a job somewhere else. No intention of standing about twiddling my thumbs.
Oh, Jeff, please help me out. But without Stella, please.
I will not. Ever since we were married, you've been trying to make terms with me over that woman. You're not going to make them now. Be sensible, Marcia.
I think I am being. I won't let her score off me.
Well, as Stella's concerned, you've got a phobia. Why can't you see reason? You walked out on me for Harry Palmer. Now you want to act injured.
Oh, you men. When a thing stares you in the face, you can't even see it.
I can see all I want to. You're busy forgetting all the circumstances which began my association with Stella, calmly ignoring rights and wrongs and everything else. I didn't take 2 pennyworth of notice of Stella until she turned up at the jail one day and bailed me out. Remember?
She raced me there by 30 minutes. I don't like you when you laugh like that. I'm not a liar, Jeff.
It's still rather hard to believe.
I can't help that. It happens to be true.
I wish I'd known before.
Would it have made any difference to us?
I think it would have made a world of difference. Pity it's too late now.
Oh, Jeff, darling, maybe it's not too late.
Yes, it is. I won't let her down, Marcia. Let's be understood on that always. I will not let Stella down. Because there was a time when she was the only person I could rely on.
Oh, don't keep reminding me of it.
Be a good kid. Don't let me have to. Look, Marcia. A few weeks ago, I thought you'd changed entirely for the better. I don't want to preach at you. But where Stella's concerned, you haven't a leg to stand on. So, do the right thing about Stella now.
You mean, give in to you?
I'd call it giving in to yourself.
Would you like me better if I did?
Much.
All right. You win.
Stella, you must listen to me. You must. That performance the other night was for Angela Tennant's benefit. I didn't mean a word I said.
That Palmer is good for a laugh.
But don't you see, I knew you wouldn't hand over the diary. Then you'd have been mad too.
Then what did you come to my flat for?
I tell you, I'm frantic. I don't know what I'm doing from one minute to another. I'm being driven off my head. I can't sleep. I can't eat. I can't get a job. Oh, Stella, don't be vicious. I've never done anything to you.
Do you know, I believe you actually expect me to come all over sympathetic.
I want you to tell me what you're going to do about that diary. I have to know.
I don't know myself.
I can't go on like this. If the infernal thing's going to come to light anyway, Well, I may as well give myself up and be done with it.
Confess. You've been going to do that before, haven't you?
But this time there's no way out.
Poor man. Oh, to think that until a week ago you were the villain of the piece. And now look at you.
Stella, I must have that diary. I'm asking you for the last time. I must have it.
I know. You're going to confess. And then Angela Tennant will tell her story about how you tried to kill her. And about the last hours of Cressida Bendigo. Oh, no, Palmer. You won't do any confessing.
What good is it to you? If you get it off your hands, Jeff Pilgrim will never know you had it at all.
You'd like me to burn it so he'd never know anyway, wouldn't you? What do you take me for, Palmer? Do you think I'm going to let you get off scot-free after what you did to Jeff?
But it's all over now. I'm at the bottom. He's at the top.
And where should you be? Go on, run along. You'll get no comfort from me. There's a lot coming to you, Palmer, and you deserve every bit of it.
This is your last chance. I'm not finished yet, and I've only been trying you out. I'll give you one last chance to hand over Angela Tennant's diary.
The answer is still no.
All right, Stella. You've got something coming to you, too. And when it does, don't say you weren't warned. By the way, would you care for a bet?
What about?
Bet you an even tenner you never marry Jeff Pilgrim. Bye.
Now, what does he mean by that? Oh, I wonder if I should let them have the diary. Palmer's desperate and as cunning as a ferret. If he still has something up his sleeve... Look, that's impossible. He couldn't possibly tell anyone about it. But I wish I really knew what's going on in his head.
Well, how did you make out with her, Palmer?
You know, I should be in television. I gave a superb performance.
I said, how did you make out?
I left her wondering and very worried.
But you didn't get the diary?
I will.
Are you certain?
I'm positive. Stella has to make up her mind whether to lose the diary and keep Pilgrim or keep the diary and see the man walk out on her. And Angela might tell, I know Stella.
But you still don't know how to make your threats good. You still don't know how to tell Jeff she has the thing without landing herself in the curry at the same time.
Oh, but I do.
How?
Well, that's my top secret for the moment, anyway.
Don't trust me, do you, chum?
I won't even answer that.
You're too darn cheerful for my liking, Palmer. I'd like to know what you're up to.
Yes, I bet Stella Bronson would, too. Listen, do you like Stella?
Oh, if I saw her run over by a double-decker bus, I should be only mildly interested.
After she's handed over the diary, why don't we play a little joke on her, eh?
Anything for fun and games, dear boy.
I'll tell you what. Stella couldn't bear it if Marcia got the better of her, so the minute she gives us the diary, and just to teach her a lesson, of course...
Oh, of course.
Let's tell Marcia she had it all the time, shall we?
Just for the laughs.
Yeah, just for the laughs. I think it'll be rather neat. Want another drink?
No, thanks, I'm off. But, Palmer, don't start laughing about your little prank till we get the diary. You might still come a cropper.
Oh, no.
I hope you're right, chum. How I hope you're right. See you tomorrow.
You haven't a clue who I'm seeing or what I'm going to do. You're going to finish deep in the curry, Angela. Not me.
How you've the cold-blooded nerve to come near me, Harry Palmer.
Just give me a hearing before you start getting in a flap, will you?
Nothing you could say to me would make a scrap of difference.
Nothing?
No. Go away. I never want to see or hear of you again.
Not even if I told you how to get rid of Stella Bronson for good and all, out of your life, out of Jeff's? That's what you want, isn't it?
What could you possibly tell me
if that... you'll calm down, I'll start from the beginning. And it boils down to this, Marcia. What do you want most? To get Stella away from Jeff or see me in quad for one or two minor infractions of business ethics?
I wish I'd say what you mean.
I can tell you something about Stella that'll wash her up completely and leave you with no competition for your husband. But to do that, I have to put myself utterly in your hands. I'm taking the very devil of a risk. So before I open up, I want to know where I stand.
You know where you stand, you rotter. I wouldn't make a deal with you.
Oh, yes, you would. To stop Stella Bronson leering at you when she stands arm in arm with Jeff, you'd do anything. Snap out of it, Marcia. Where will it get you to see me in jail?
But what do you know about her?
Don't rush me.
If I give Stella away, I'll be putting information in your hands...
About the swindle? And Angela Tennant?
Yes. Suppose I gave Stella away and you ratted on me.
You'd give me proof that you framed Jeff for the fraud. Proof I could use against you?
I'd have to put the finger on Stella for you. And I'll only do it if you swear I'll never be prosecuted. You're the actual head of Bendigo's. It'll be up to you whether I went up for what's happened or not. So here's my proposition. If I give you your stick to wave at Stella, will you give me your solemn word I can go my own way? If not, I'll just forget it and shut up. Well?
I could give you my promise and break it.
Oh, not you, Master. Not in return for giving you back your husband.
You tempt me, Farmer. But what if the story of yours about Stella falls flat? What then?
It won't fall flat. After I've told you, you'll be able to make Stella clear out of the way and never see Jeff again. And when you tell Jeff what she's been up to, he'll never want to see her again.
All right, Palmer. Give me something I can use against her, and you'll never be charged by me for fraud or anything else. That I promise you faithfully. Now then, what is it?
The shares I was supposed to have bought for you were given to me by Stella, so I could cover up, so I could go ahead and marry you, so she could be sure of marrying Jeff. And here's something better. Stella Bronson has Angela Tennant's diary.
At last. Since the day I set eyes on that creature, I've been waiting for something like this. And now I've got it. I can't wait to get hold of you, Stella. And when I do, just let me face you with this.
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.